With SRN News, I'm Jason Wagner. Forecasters keeping a very close eye on Hurricane Helene, saying it will intensify as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico on a path to Florida by Thursday. Hurricane Center Specialist Jack Bevin.
The official forecast has Helene strengthening to a Category 3 hurricane before it reaches landfall along the northwest or northeastern Gulf Coast. Possibility might be stronger, but Category 3 is the official forecast at this time.
In the meantime, in the Pacific, former Hurricane John has reformed as a tropical storm and has once again started to threaten parts of Mexico's west coast. The House has given approval on a temporary spending bill to keep federal agencies funded when the new fiscal year begins next Tuesday. Stopgap measure passed easily 341 to 82. Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken defying a congressional subpoena to appear at a House hearing into the botched U.S. pullout from Afghanistan.
The House Foreign Affairs Committee held a hearing Tuesday into the bungled U.S. departure 3 years ago. Blinken was required by the subpoena to appear before the panel and answer some tough questions about the mishandled withdrawal, which left 13 Americans dead. New revelations also show the U.S. left behind millions of dollars in cash, advanced biometric data, and a significant amount of classified information. The stage is now set for Blinken to become the first ever Secretary of State to be held in contempt of Congress. Bob Agner reporting.
Lower House of Russia's parliament has given overwhelming approval to the first reading of a controversial proposed law. It would prohibit the adoption of Russian children by any citizens of countries where sex change surgery is legal. This is SRN News. The governor of Delaware vetoing assisted suicide.
John Carney has rejected a measure that would have allowed residents of the state to end their lives with the help of a doctor. Carney, a Democrat, says, quote, "I am fundamentally and morally opposed to state law enabling someone, even under tragic and painful circumstances, to take their own life." Pro-life advocates campaigned hard against the bill, which just barely passed the Delaware legislature. Supporters say they will introduce it again next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows a solid majority of Hispanics in this country believe abortion should be legal in most or all cases. The fact holds no matter what the religious affiliation of a Hispanic American happens to be. Poll finds 40% identify as Catholic and about one-third as Protestant or other Christian. This is SRN News. Authorities in Italy say 61 people have been arrested in four countries in an operation targeting an Albanian-based drug scam.
This multinational operation, which is believed to be ongoing, follows 4 years of investigation. It involved surveillance of supposedly encrypted messages, as well as more traditional techniques like telephone taps and tailing suspects. Italian financial police say the gang shipped cocaine from South America into Europe via ports in Spain and the Netherlands. More than $67 million worth of assets have been confiscated. The Italian authorities say profits were laundered with the help of an Italian-Chinese network using fake invoices.
That is Danny Eberhardt reporting. A group of OpenAI's current and former workers calling on the ChatGPT maker and other artificial intelligence companies to protect employees who flag safety risk. More details at SRNNews.com.